Good morning. 7:24 a.m. on Sunday, September the 19th, 2021. 60 degrees. Mostly blue skies. There's some scattered clouds up there, some high thin clouds. It's Dave Robeson is up in Fort Collins. He's doing his walk right about now as well. I talked to him this morning. He was getting ready to go out. So I figured, what the hell? I wasn't going to go today. It's Sunday. I was going to try to take Sundays off. I can't take Sundays off. I'm going to have to go home and write. I thought, well, you know what, I missed a couple of days last week, let me go. I put the boots on, take the walk, do the talk. Get my head on here. It's just another day. Just another day. Oh, yawn. Got a good night's sleep last night. I'm walking along going, grump, grump. Rebel, rebel, bitch, bitch, rebel, rebel. I just watched somebody do the Marilyn Manson song in ASL. And that particular Marilyn Manson song, Bubble Bubble Bitch Bitch. It's was awesome. It was just awesome. Weird, but it's a Marilyn Manson song. What are you gonna do? It was well done, very well done. But before that, I finished up the latest Donna K. Weaver's book, King's Crossed Lovers. I didn't realize when I picked it up that it was a novella. So I screamed through it in about 4 hours. I wasn't exactly... I mean, for a novella, it was very well done. I don't like novellas. I don't have a chance to get into the story. So now I have to find another. I have a lot of samples. I have a lot of books. I've got a Glenn Stewart. I'm trying to go back through and find the oldest samples I have. Because I have a lot of... Somebody asked on Twitter, on the writing community Twitter. Well, good morning. It's like, how do you keep track of all the books you read? and the books you want to read. And it's like, what do you mean? How do you keep track? And I realized that the question really is about how do you keep from rebuying and rereading a book you read years ago? And the answer for me is read new books. I hardly ever reread anything. The only book I have purposefully reread is Dune. I've reread a couple, but I haven't made that mistake in a very, very, very long time of buying a book and then getting to chapter 3 and realizing, oh yeah, I read this book. But I realize that these are people who are reading paperbacks. I'm like, oh honey. Three books so far this year out of a goal of 90. The reading challenge thing ended. So I don't have to keep track of them all. I don't have to write down the author and title and ASN and page numbers and when I finished it and all that. But I still got a lot of samples. And books I want to read, I go and find a sample if I like the sample. If I see a sample that I like, I get the sample. If I see a book I like, I get the sample. And the sample shows up in my TBR file on my Kindle, and that's it. That's it. I don't have any problem. The nose should run like a hurricane. Him. The other thing I realized the other day was that it's been a long time since I've played anything. I haven't played a game. I haven't gone in to check on my civilization. I haven't had any real urge, frankly. I've got a half a playthrough of Mass Effect, somewhere in the middle of Mass Effect 2. Don't have any real urge to go back and finish that. Started a sample of something. I finished the Weaver book this morning, went through my list of pending titles, picked the oldest sample. We'll see how I like it. But I'm feeling kind of listless today. I I need to clean up some stuff and for the words. I need to make a post for the ConvertKit challenge. I don't have to do anything very rugged. See if for that one. I've established a pattern, I just need to. Follow through with it. Coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Come on, post. We're halfway through the challenge. I'm really the only one who's playing along at home. It's kind of disappointing. But the reality of it is that it's the kind of thing that I can do for myself. I don't really have to have anyone else playing along. They don't have to comment, they don't have to participate, they don't have to show up. Because really it's something that I've done for myself. Trying this working writer thing where in theory I only write during the week. This weekend is kind of like, well, yeah, I took my weekend early. I took 2 days off in the middle of the week last week, so. And then didn't get my full 1,500 words, my first 2,000 words on Friday. So it's like, yeah, okay, fine. But it does sort of free up my headspace a little bit. The question is whether the advantage of taking the break on the weekend offsets the loss of momentum of having to pick up on Monday morning what I dropped on Friday. Now, I'm not sure. I'm not 100% convinced that it's gonna work. If I could get back to writing first thing in the morning, if I could get back to starting my writing day at 8 a.m. Can I do that today? I can. 7:38. If I could get back to starting my working day at 8 a.m. and then tune everything else out for 2 hours and work 8 to 10 in the morning, that's a big enough block of time that I can get my 2,000 words for the day. Then I have the rest of the day. Then I have, you know, I want to play all afternoon? Rock yourself. Rock with your bad self. Rock on down to Electric Avenue. Whatever. There's there's a part of my brain going, yes, yes, yes. But it's all predicated on being able to go back, sit down, tune out everything, and write for 2 hours. Highly distractible now. I don't know exactly why. My daily stoic is not coping well at the moment. It's like I've got this sort of there was a recent Ryan Holiday put up a recent email about why the other people, it's not everything else making me angry. It's me making me angry. Because everything going on, it's my reaction to everything that's going on. It takes that absolute core value idea of You can't choose what people do. You can only choose how you respond. And the challenge is trying to respond in a way that doesn't sabotage myself. It doesn't make me angry, doesn't make me distracted, doesn't apply unnecessary weight to what everybody else is doing. Wow, that sun got hot. I put on my hoodie this morning. I really didn't need it. Morning.
Good morning.
So the challenge is managing my own emotional response rather than trying to manage everybody else. Yes, it's terrible. Yes, the reason the death rate is, the hospitalization rate is falling in Alabama is because the people are dying before they could get into the hospital. Idaho isn't much better, I hear. Yes, it's maddening. Can't do anything about it. That sort of sense of helplessness. And the idea is, okay, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do instead? What can I do that creates the most good? What can I do that's positive in the face of everything that's terrible and stupid? Logic is hard here. Logic is really difficult because the emotional reaction doesn't respond to logic. There's a lesson there, I guess. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.